Afghanistan's interim prime minister, Hamid Karzai, has ordered armed men to leave the streets of Kabul and report to barracks on the outskirts of the capital. Many will be disarmed, although some will be allowed to keep their weapons. For years, fighters from various factions have carried weapons on the streets of Afghan cities. NPR's Jackie Lydon is in Kabul. Hamid Karzai issued this order yesterday. Have you noticed a difference yet?
Well, this is one of the things that, at least at first blush, seems to be going well. Yes. The short answer is yes. I talked to a local district commander this morning who said, you know, for the last 2 months I've had 10 men in this command post, which is just a house, with grenades and rocket launchers and Kalashnikovs, and today I am down to one armed guard, and if it were up to me, I would have none. So there has been a response by a lot of commanders, not only those with the Northern Alliance, but those with other factions. They are moving to the barracks on the outskirts of the city, and so far the difference is noticeable.
Karzai's been in office for several weeks. Why did they issue the order now?
I suspect that they wanted to initial and sign the military agreement with the British peacekeeping troops, which was signed last Friday. You see a lot more British peacekeepers here now. This order came from the Interior Ministry. The different commissions that are pushing back troops also came from that ministry, and I think they just wanted to have at least some other kind of security forces on the streets before they started disbanding some of the militias.
Several high-ranking Taliban officials, including the justice minister, apparently have surrendered to a provincial governor in Kandahar, but they were allowed to go free. Isn't Karzai demanding they be turned over?
Well, not so far, and I think that this is going to be a test of this administration, Bob. I mean, so far the administration hasn't demanded that, and one shouldn't get the idea that security here is completely effective. Kandahar seems to go its own way. The provincial governor there released these men. There hasn't been a demand from this interim administration yet to rearrest them, although that could happen if they don't slip away. And so you get a sense that the jurisdiction of this administration is effective in some places and not in others.
American officials want these suspects, you know.
Yes, I know that they have met directly with the provincial governor in Kandahar, Galaga, and you saw what happened. On the other hand, we're hearing that American officials don't seem too concerned yet, the operative word being yet, and I think that they hope that people like the Taliban Justice Minister Tarabi will be rearrested.
What is Karzai doing to try to consolidate control over the rest of Afghanistan?
Well, this is an important question. The most important mission for this administration is peace and security in this country. By creating a national army, they achieve that, and various commanders say they're going to play ball. They really don't have much choice, and the national army will be created. When it comes to a police force, there's lawlessness everywhere. You hear all kinds of stories of wedding parties being robbed, buses being stopped, transport routes that operated under the Taliban being suspended, because outside those places where it's safe, that's where the thieves and men with the guns that remain go. And so no one should think that the security situation is effective yet in Afghanistan.
NPR's Jackie Lydon in Kabul.